This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for listening, as always. Good morning, Jewel. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Laurie. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good on this beautiful day. As you know, we tape ahead, usually on Thursday, but we're taping on Friday morning. It's a beautiful, sunny day, which I always love. And I think about it all the time because our dear Lynn, my love, she used to love the sun and spring, and we both loved it. It was our favorite time of year, and we would talk about it and the birds and all of the good stuff. So, and her cats that would watch the birds.
yep.
Was all good. But anyway, so it's a beautiful day, and it looks like it's going to be nice next week too. So weather is changing, and for the good, and thank God, Jewel. I know you don't care, but
no, I do.
It is time.
I enjoy spring too.
Yeah, and we've had a winter. We've had quite the winter. I don't mind the cold. You know, it's just the white stuff. But we've had quite the winter. So, and part of, you know, you remember that I told you my deck was, I kept the awning up again this winter, because last winter I have two of them, and I kept the older one up for now, and then put the new one up for the summer, spring and summer. And with the heavy snow we got this year, it ripped it right off my wall, off my house.
Oh.
It was horrible. And so anyway, Reeves Awnings came and rebuilt the decking, and everything they did, which was I was delighted, and they put the old awning back up, and it gives some coverage on the decking for the dogs, and it's just so nice when you have things the way you want them, and back to normal. So I'm just keeping, you know, a happy thought that this has been a nice warm March so far.
Yes, and this is good weather for biking, so you can take your bike out soon.
Well, I didn't get it yet. I still have to go and get my bike.
Oh,
No, no, I have my exercise bike, my new bike, which I was on this week for the first time. So, I love it. It's a good-looking bike.
Okay, good.
It's great. I absolutely love it. Yeah. So, not as committed to it as diligently as I should be, but got on and did my thing a few times, so at least I'm moving it up. So, yeah, I'm very happy.
Yeah. Very happy.
That's good. That's good. And, when do you get your e-bike?
I have to go over to the – I'm going to check out Cedar Bike first, and I got to get over there. I'm going to try to get it done next week and get it so I can have it up and ready.
Perfect.
So, yeah, that's
perfect.
The next thing on my list.
Okay, that's good.
Yep.
You can take it out on the trail.
I know. That's exactly where we're going. Definitely going there.
That's the perfect place.
Yep.
There's no cars. beautiful trees.
No,
lots of wildlife. Yeah.
Looking forward to it. Matter of fact, I was in Beacon this week, Julie. I went, Tommy and Meyer and I went to meet my son, Sean, and his fiance, Katie. And we had dinner for my birthday. It was a long past birthday. My birthday was the 4th of Feb. And we met on Sunday for the boys to treat me to my birthday lunch. And so we love to go to Beacon. And that's where we were. And when we were waiting for Sean to come from this other bakery to pick up, because we had ordered some Irish soda bread and a baguette that are delicious, and some sourdough loaves, which are great, from this bakery called Kitchen and Coffee in Beacon, and it's 100% gluten-free. And so
excellent.
We always get things when we go. So Sean put an order in because he wanted to try the soda bread. So they cut it in half, and he gave me a half, and he took a half home, and he took the baguette, and he had two loaves of dough bread, so we split. He took one, I took one. And while he was picking them up, we pulled over down the street from the bakery, and we were right in front of a bike shop. And there was this beautiful white electric bike. I don't know if it was partial electric or not, but it was really neat looking. And I said to Meyer and Tommy, I got to get over this week, you know, coming up. I got to get in there and get my bike, because it was just saying, it was like a sign for me, like flashing, yep, like get your bike.
Right.
So anyway, yes, I have to do it. But I'll tell you, Beacon is a beautiful town. I know I've spoken about it before. It's an easy ride right up 84. You take the exit, Beacon exit right off. You go to your right, you go down a few blocks, make a left on Main Street. And the stores and the stuff, it's wonderful there. I absolutely love it. It's a great little town right in the Hudson Valley. And I love the Hudson Valley. Love it. I would move there in a minute. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so pretty and comfortable and quaint, and all these little towns built in the, you know, with the mountains around them. It's just great. And the Hudson River, and I really love it. And one of my favorite movies was Moscow on the Hudson. Did you see that movie years ago?
No, I didn't.
With Robin Williams. It's
Robin
great.
Williams,
watch it if you can. It was great. Okay. Moscow on the Hudson. Watch it. It's old, but it's a good one. And anyway, so it's just so quaint. And we went to this restaurant, which is really down at the very end of, as you go on Main Street, there's all stores and restaurants and this, that, and the other antique stuff. It's beautiful. And an old-fashioned diner and all this stuff. At the very, down at the very end, it starts to curve off to the left. And there are just, you know, there's a whole great hotel and a bunch of different places, but there was this pretty little restaurant that we went to, which I can't remember the name, but they had, when we made the, we were going somewhere else and we just couldn't get there with the time. So Sean had a call last minute for another reservation, and they said, well, we don't have anything in our main restaurant, but behind the restaurant is a big old barn, and it's open air, but it's in the winter, we have plastic covering and heaters, picnic tables, and it's lovely. If you'd like to sit there, we can put you there. So Sean said, Mom, do you have a problem with it? Well, I said, no, it's a nice day, and there's heaters, and it was lovely. It was you didn't even know. You could see around. You could see outside. It was great. The food was absolutely delicious, and we just had such a wonderful time. So on the way back, we went to Sean and Katie's car, and I looked across the street, and something that intrigued me was one of my favorite things in the world, marshmallow. And it was a sign that said Hudson Valley Marshmallow Company. And I said,
love marshmallows.
Okay, we're going in to this place. So, and it said, you know, s'mores, hot chocolate, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh my God. So Katie and Tommy and Sean and I went in. Meyer's back was bothering, so he didn't go. He stayed on his heated seat in the truck.
And so we went in, and oh my God, Julie, just the smell alone when you walked in the door. I love the smell of marshmallow, and I just,
yeah.
And so they make their own, which is homemade marshmallows are fabulous. I've never done it, but I've seen them done on cooking shows, and I keep thinking I'm going to do it, but I never do. But
yeah.
Anyway, it's my favorite thing at Nibbles and Bits is the snickerdoodles. I can't remember, but it's a big slab of their homemade marshmallow, fluffy marshmallow with whipped peanut butter on top, dipped in chocolate.
Yum.
I can't remember.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I forget what they're called. So delicious. They're my favorite thing. Or chocolate covered marshmallows, anything. Peeps, marshmallows with sugar on them, like a peep. Any of that is just like I love it as a kid. I can still eat it with my gluten issues. Marshmallows and licorice are my favorite, and I can't eat licorice. Oh my God. So we went in there, and they had graham crackers of like a whole bunch of different flavors, but they had a whole section in the front behind a case of gluten-free graham crackers, which they're my favorite cracker too. And she said, we can't tell you that we bake them with no flour, but because we are not a gluten-free, we can't. And I said, we get it. We know when you have a non-gluten-free environment, which means regular flour is being mixed and stuff, it could be in the air, and that's why they can't say. But anyway, we got them. And they had chocolate chip graham crackers, regular graham crackers, cinnamon sugar graham crackers, my favorite thing in the world. And so I got some of those to go. We took a couple bags of vanilla bean marshmallows, which are little cubes. It looks like ice cubes. And as a matter of fact, in the jars at the front, they had all different flavor marshmallows. And the way they pick them up is they're glass jars. She takes the lid off and uses ice cube tongs to pick up the marshmallow. Oh my God. And they look just like ice cubes. Well, anyway, there was one that was cherry chocolate marshmallow. Oh
my God. Wow.
Julie, so we took some of those. Tommy said, I said, I'll have a couple of those and I'll just take these two bags of the vanilla bean. I took a couple crackers, which I did not try yet. And they had like Hershey bars there that you could buy, like if you wanted to do your own s'mores. And then they had the hot chocolate, you know, and she said, which kind of flour, which kind of marshmallow do you want, whipped cream? I said, no whipped cream, but I'll take the So I said, I'll take the cherry. And then what they do is they torch the top to kind of melt the marshmallow into the hot chocolate. Oh my God. Julie, I said, honey, I could live in this store. It was the smell, it's fabulous. I said, do you ship? And she said, yes, we do. So if anyone wants to look at that, because I don't know of a marshmallow company locally, but if anyone loves marshmallows the way I do, go on to Hudson Valley Marshmallow Company and they ship. And I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed. The vanilla that I had was great, and the chocolate cherry was fabulous. The hot chocolate, not that they'll ship that, but they probably have hot chocolate in cans, like a mix. It was delicious, and it was just such a cool place. I love that town, and I love everything about it. So just so you know, if you want marshmallow and you like it, check it out. So go look at it, Joel. If you're a marshmallow lover, you'll love it.
I do. You made me hungry.
And Nibbles and Bits makes their own peeps and bunnies and stuff at summertime right now. So for Easter, they make their own marshmallow figurines, and they are outstanding because I've had them the last couple years that they've done it, and they're delicious. Like, I'm a big peep fan. I don't care if it's the bunny or the peep, whatever. And I don't like when they get stale. Like, a lot of people like them stale. I have to have them fluffy and soft, and oh my gosh, so good. So that's my marshmallow talk.
Love it.
But trust me when I tell you, it's delicious. So anyway, we're going to take a quick break from all this sugar, And we'll be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Caden Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Caden Show. And I am Laurie Caden, the owner of Laurie Caden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is our lovely producer, Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. Jewel, what do you do?
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
There you go. So are we over our sugar high, Jules?
I'm never over my sugar high.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Love, love, love. I love, love,
you know,
love
you
candy.
Know I have a sweet tooth.
Yes. Yeah, and I told you another thing to talk about. I've been on this Scandi candy thing, which we'll talk about at another time, but it is so, I love candy. I just love, I feel, it's so, it brings me so back to being a little girl and going up to the Poconos to Memory Town with my dad on Sunday. We would wake up and we'd go to church and then we'd have catechism and then my father would say, okay, we're going for a ride today, and either we go up to Bartonsville to Bradley's Bartonsville Inn and have a delicious dinner sometimes, or we would just get in the car and go up and go to Memory Town, and we would run around and see the ducks in the pond and get to feed them, and there were cute little quaint little stores, and my mother loved it, and my grandma, and then my father would give us a quarter or sometimes 10 cents, depending on, you know, when it was or what. And we would go into the country store and they had all kinds of penny candy, all kinds, everything in old jars, just like they had the marshmallows in the old glass jars with the big round top and the glass lid, and it was like the big ball to pick it up on the top, the big glass ball, and it was
I loved it.
And sometimes they were open and you just, you know, you didn't have to take the lid off because that would be a problem, but they had the lids off of them and you would take the penny candy or they would get it for you, and my father would give us some, you know, my mother would always say, a dime is enough, that's 10 candies. And my father, who was a big candy freak, would say, here's a quarter. And then he would tell me, we have to get Annis bears because they were his favorite. And he would say, here's 10 cents for me, get me those. So, and he would always whisper for me to get them. I don't know why, because I think he knew that I would always do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, not listen to my mother about it. But anyway, we loved to go there. And so it brings penny candy just, and I know in so many of our lives, brings such joy and thought in any kind of candy store. You know, that old line, it's like a kid in a candy store. Well, it's the truth. It never grows old. I love candy. So I'm with you. No, the sugar can keep on coming with those things, Julie. I love it. And as long as it doesn't bother you or affect you and you take care of your teeth, and you just got to make sure you do it in a healthy way. So moderation, right? In all things moderate. So, we'll do it. But anyway, so we're over that. But, Julie, I wanted to talk a little bit today about our dear friend Evie Rafalco McNulty's mom, Nancy Rafalco, who, as I talked about last week, I just loved her. And her funeral was this past Monday at ICC. And I ran into Jeannie DeSanto, who is the woman who Evie sees she's always there. On, I guess it's 4:30 mass. I think it's 4 on Saturday, and Evie goes, and she always tells, Jeannie always tells Evie about what we spoke about on the radio show. And so when I was walking out, Jeannie stopped me because I had never met her. And she said, Laurie, and she told me who she was. And I said, oh my God, thank you so much for listening. Oh, I listen every week. And then I tell Evie, I said, I know, and I appreciate you listening. And she said, I just have to tell you, I do miss Lynn. And I said, oh, I know, Jeannie. I said, we all do. I said, she was the best. And then she said, didn't she take care of her husband and what happened? And, you know, I told her about Patrick, and he's doing well. And Patrick is at the Genome Early Center, which is where he's now living. And he loves it because he's actually roommates with a very dear friend of ours, Dad, and he has a lot of people around him who are veterans like himself, and we take him out to dinner every now and then. Tyler gets to see him. He can take him to the lake, and his family gets to see him, because he has a lot of family from the Wampaupack area, especially in the summer when they're there. So he, you know, for anyone listening, he's doing well, God bless him. He's Mrs. Lynn terribly. It's just a tremendous heartbreak because, of course, she never thought why would she think she would be the first to go? And but he's doing well, and Jeannie asked about him, so thank you for that, Jeannie. And I thought, you know, that might be good to say, to let people know, because Lynn did talk about him and her caretaking, and God bless her, she took such good care of him. And so he's still Patrick. He's still quirky and saying all his funny things, and he's a doll, and he's doing okay, but we miss our Lynn. But Jeannie did bring it up, and so I just want to thank Jeannie again for listening to us, Jeannie DeSanto. She's a great lady, and then she told me she's related. Her brother is married to a friend of mine who are the Monahans from Westside, and Marty Monahan was a dear friend of mine. He and I were on the Make-A-Wish board together. He doesn't live in Pennsylvania anymore, but his sister Kim, who is Jeannie's sister-in-law, so big shout-out to them. And it was just, like I said, it's always good to hear when people come up to me and tell me they listen. And I have to give a big shout-out to my friend Chris Collins, because, you know, we were talking about that on at Scranton Tomorrow the other day, and Leslie said, you know, Chris listens every week. I said, I know. So I thought, I got to shout out my buddy Chris, because he does. He's a wonderful guy, and he listens. So thanks for that, Chris. We appreciate it. And and all these shout outs all over. And to Charlie Lestrange again, because I had lunch there this week with Eileen Wilson, who is the executive director of CIC, otherwise known, or Community Intervention Center, also known as CIC. And Eileen is the new executive director. She's been there several months, and I love her. She's great, doing a wonderful job. And she said, well, because I wanted to meet her for lunch, and she said, could we go to the Glider Diner? Because I'd like to go to anyone who supports us, and Charlie does very much so, helps us. I said, absolutely. So we had lunch, we saw Charlie, and we thanked him publicly, and now I'm there, and I'm thanking him on the radio again because he drops food off to the CIC, which aids the homeless, and works very closely with the homeless population, and they do an incredible job. They've been around a long, long time. They were originally the Rap House, which started on Mulberry Street 100 years ago, and to our own building, and they do great work. And Charlie is one of those guys who's, down the street and down a few blocks, the Glider Diner, and he's right there to help out. And that's someone who gives back to the community. That's someone who profits in his business from people who support his business by eating at the Glider Diner, and in turn, he gives back to the community who need his help. And the homeless need good food and help, and CIC is one of those people, and Charlie's someone who drops off food and takes good care of people, and that's a big deal. So thank you to Charlie Lestrange. And by the way, Julie, I don't know if I told you, but Charlie's a Westsider. Doesn't live there now, but grew up in Westside.
I might have mentioned it,
but as I was saying that, I was given the old West Side symbol with my fingers, even as I can't say West Side without my fingers automatically doing the W. So big shout out to them and to Eileen, who's doing a phenomenal job at that organization. So very happy for all that's going on there. It's all good. It's all good. Good stuff all the way around. And where else did I go? I was all over the place again this week, Julie, everywhere. I was at Mansour's after Evie's mom's funeral, and it was good to be there as well, and saw a bunch of people there, and big shout out to all the peeps at Mansour's. Michael Baldy waited on us. He did a great job, and my friend Christy, who I love, and Sam, they were all there doing a great job. Carolyn and the baby, and Mike said, you just missed the baby. She was there. And Carolyn Baldy Catalano, she and her husband own Mansour's. She just had a baby in October, and her name is Poppy, which I know we spoke about, but he said, you just missed her. You could have squeezed her. He said her thighs look like they have rubber bands all around them. She's such a chunk of luck.
Yes, she's so cute. I saw her.
Oh, my God, is she cute?
The last time I was there, but yeah, she's really, really adorable. Yeah. She's
God.
A happy baby, you can tell.
Absolutely. So that's, and then we were at Soriano's this week. We went up Wednesday night to Soriano's for dinner. I was at the downtown deli with my two dear friends, Mary Jean Dixon and Joe Tomko. We had lunch together. We're all old Third National Bank employees, and it was great to be there and to be with my friends at the downtown deli. And Denise, who manages the place, came over to talk to us, and she's like, you didn't boot people out of that booth? I said, no. She said, we all kind of like stand at attention when you walk in, wondering if we can get that booth for you. I said, I know. I always want to kick people out, but I don't. But I always love when I walk in the downtown deli and my booth is available, Julie. I'm like, yes. I always have favorite spots in every store, in every restaurant.
Yeah.
And like Mrs. Scanlon used to say, she won't sit there, so you have to either sit here or here. And it's true. Like, I can't stand to sit with my back towards people. I don't like to be in the middle of a restaurant. I like to be on the side or an end so I could. And why do you think that is?
So that you can see everybody coming and going.
So I can work the room. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I can see it. I can watch it. I can talk to people. I can call them and remember, she looked so nice. And I didn't get to talk to her, so I need to call her and say, your coat was beautiful. Your hair looked great. You look wonderful. Who was that handsome guy with you? Anything that I can say to people that I notice when I see them. So it's being observant. And I really think when you're seated in a restaurant, because I do my best networking there, I like to look around and see who's there, who's what they're doing. And it's just a good way of people's their bellies are full and they're in good moods. And, there's something about a lunchtime thing. People they're out in the middle of the day. They're leaving the work behind. They're socializing. They're eating. And like I said, their belly gets full and you're in a better mood then. So it's always lunch is always a good opportunity to that old line, ladies who lunch, there's meaning behind that. And I am a lady who used to lunch all the time with this, this medicine. It's not as easy to eat, but I like all to eat lunch. And then if I have to do something later, but I love it. I love to be out and about and see people. And most importantly, I love giving back to people who count on you. And when people make you feel special, it's all important, Julie. It's a good thing when you walk in and they know what you like and what you want and where you like to sit. That's good. And you know who was the queen of that was Brenda Bastocchi. When she had owned Bastocchi's, Brenda still, she knows what you want. She knows, don't sit there. She's going to sit there. And I think these are all good things to know about people. And that I am, because I am so picky about that. I don't want to sit here. I have to sit here. I can't do. And I know I'm probably a PITA, but
no.
I don't care.
No.
Because I want what I want. And as Randy Williams says, I'm demanding. And my mother, I told you this, when I asked my mother, Mom, do you think I'm demanding? Jill, when's our cutoff? Because I'm talking and I'm not paying attention.
Yeah, about
10,
we're
right?
There.
Okay.
About
all right.
Well, no,
so
seven after.
Is it
we're
seven?
There. Yeah, we're
I
there.
I thought it was 10 after, but all right. Okay, good. All right, well, I'm going to talk about that when we come back. But you're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show, and we'll be right back. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising PR and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie DeImmel of Julie DeImmel Communication. And Jewel, tell them all what you can do.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing in northeastern Pennsylvania and beyond. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or a nonprofit, visit juliedeimmel.com.
There you go. And we were finishing up stuff that I said, and now, I can't remember what we said.
Well, you were talking about how nice it is when regular
people know. Oh, demanding. No, my mother.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to tell you. Randy Williams said I'm demanding, and I asked. Well, I asked my mother that. I said, Mom, this is right before she died. I said, Mom, do you think I'm demanding? And she said, No. Why would you say that? I said, Well, Randy Williams says I'm demanding. And she said, Why? Why does he think you're demanding? Why? Because you want what you want? Is that demanding? Because you want what you want and you go for it? That's demanding? Well, if that's demanding, then he can think it. But no, that's not what it is. And how dare he say that Randy Williams?
Mm-hmm.
How dare he say that about you? You just know what you want, and if people can't tolerate that or don't understand it or don't do it for themselves, that's too bad. That's what you want, and you do it. And I'm like, oh,
I agree.
Okay, that's exactly correct. And I wanted to say, and who did I learn that from?
Mm-hmm. From your
my
mom.
My mother.
Of course.
Right.
Of course.
So,
but you know what? She's right. And I think I'm the kind of the same way. I mean, we like things a certain way. And that doesn't mean we're high maintenance or demanding. It just means that we have strong personalities and we know what we like and what we don't like. And there's nothing wrong
and
with
I don't
that.
Like to. I don't like to settle, and I don't like anything just to, here's what I don't like. I don't like good enough. I don't. I like to do my absolute best. Like if something's not right, placed right, and I think, I'll do it later, it's good enough. No, I don't. I have to, which is why I'm always late. I have to, like if something's wrong with something, I have to tweak it or not do it, or if there's something, okay, I need to straighten my couch, or I need to get this, or I need to, I do it, and that's why I'm always late. But yeah, I try to do things with great attention to detail, and that's yeah. The difference. So yeah, I don't care, and I don't care that's what anyone thinks anyway. You know, I'm 64. I don't care what anyone thinks, and I've been working on that philosophy for a long time, Julie.
I
a
never
long
did
time
care.
That old, I told
I could,
you. Well, yeah, I did. I still am a people pleaser to many to a large degree, but I please people because I like to please people. I don't do it because I'm looking for anything. I do it because it's part of who I am. But I'm reading the book I'm in the process of. I have so many books that I'm so interested in, and one of them is the Let Them Theory by Mel Robbins, which I love, uh-huh. And everyone's on that bandwagon, yep. And it's really true. I mean, it's so true about what yep. people say. Like you cannot control anything about anybody but yourself. Unless, and I say
true.
The only way is someone can control you is if you're tied up and tortured somewhere. Other than that, or if you're in a cult, and we won't get into the cult that I think people are in right now. But beside
yeah,
that,
right?
wink, wink. We are. I'm sure if you're listening, you kind of know where I'm going with that. But
they're,
what I'm getting at is,
your vibe.
Yeah. I know they're picking up what I'm putting down, right, Jewel?
Yeah.
But I think that. We can't do it. So just, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. It doesn't matter. You need to worry about yourself because you can't control what they're going to think. You could do the best job. You could look the best you possibly could. And just fundamentally, someone's not going to like you or not going to think you did
right.
this or not. And you have no way of controlling what they think. All you can do is put out the best version of yourself when you have to and when you can and when you should and hope it's the best for everybody else. And that's really just what you have to do, because if we try to do it, it's not going to work. It's going to backfire, and it always does. So there's so many books. I mean, Julie, I have so many books that I have that I keep reading, and I need to just get rid of one and just do the other. Like I told you last week, you were nice enough, thank you, for putting up the beekeeper for the woman who spoke at the Athena Award. And again, congratulations to our dear friend Linda Thomas Hemack for winning that. That was up. I have that on one side of me. I have beekeeper to the right and Let Them to the left, and I'm stuck in the middle with me. But I think, you know, you have it. And we were talking too, Julie, I was talking to you about this morning on the Today Show. They had, what's his name? Is it Shaheel?
Shaheel Bloom.
How do you? Shaheel Bloom.
I think it's pronounced Shaheel Bloom. It's
Shaheel.
Shaheel.
Probably right.
Shaheel.
Mm-hmm. It is Shaheel. I always throw in another. I know you're right because I throw in another vowel or something else. But yes, Shaheel. Yep. And he was talking about five versions of wealth. And I had said that made me think of something that I told, that I screenshot when I saw it on Facebook or Instagram or something about the wealth and versions of wealth. Now, this was four versions, but, you know, it was good because it said four types of wealth, and it was number one, financial wealth, which he has, if you notice, Julie, he has at the bottom of his. But
yeah.
This thing number, it is interesting. But this one says financial wealth, retirement account, diversified investments, and disposable income. Number two, social wealth, family, close relationships, and professional network. Number three, time wealth, flexible work schedule, time for loved ones, ability to be spontaneous. And number four, health wealth, daily exercise, great diet, and mindfulness. And the reason, so when I was listening to him, I thought, you know, this is kind of cool. As I pulled that up on Insta Graham weeks ago and saved it because I thought that that was so important. And you and I were talking off air about the ability, time, wealth in the in flexible work schedules and making time for loved ones. That and the social wealth to me are big ringers for me because that is people who are rich in that type. You never looked at it as that, but that is such and health wealth. I mean, as they always say, you know, your health is the greatest wealth you'll ever have, and it's true because if you're not healthy,
you have nothing.
No matter how much money you have or anything else, you can't. There's nothing you can do about it. So it is so crucial, so important, and to do those things and being mindful, like that mindfulness piece is really, really important because it's paying attention to living like Brené Brown. I also love her stuff. And she is
great.
When you live in the moment, you have to be with yourself and knowing that, you know, you can't just stay present, like be in where you're at instead of looking around and focus on where you're at. So I think that all of those things are so important. I Googled this guy, this book, because I want to look at that because that was very important. You and I were just about to begin our taping, and I said, Jewel, can we put it on hold a minute so we can listen? And then Julie pulled it up. So these are important things. They're all of them. They just go. So the listening part and whether you're, you know, I love audiobooks. I don't know if you're a fan of audiobooks, Jewel, but I love them.
No, you know what? I love the feel of the page, and I love the act of reading.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, I think if I were taking a long car trip, I would do an audiobook. I'm not certainly not opposed to them. I love them, but for me, I love, well, you know me. I love pen and paper. I love paper. I love the feel of a book, and I love interacting with a book, with a physical book.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even like. I don't read on Kindle. I want the hard copy. I want the book, and which is why I'm overrun with books everywhere in the house, and I'm constantly having to purge, you know, which I do. But a lot of them I just can't give up. But, yeah, I'm interested in this book, too. It's called The Five Types of Wealth, and it is by Sahil Bloom. I'll put the link up on the Laurie Cadden Show Facebook page, you know, tomorrow on Saturday, because I think it is interesting. And all of these things are interconnected, of course. You know, if you are wealthy in time, then, of course, you'll also probably have the social wealth, which benefits your physical and mental health. And there's a connection to the financial health, too, there. So they're all interconnected. But I think that just like you had mentioned off air about the different types of intelligence that, you know, Howard Gardner had identified 8 types of intelligence, not just one. And this
nine,
is on that
nine,
same
nine.
Oh,
nine
times. Okay, sorry about that.
Yeah.
I thought there were 8.
Because I said 8. I said 8 when Marie was on the show. This is before you came on when Lynn went, and she said no. And here I am on the board. She said, Laurie, it's 9. I'm like, oh my God, 9. Okay, that's why I wanted to clarify.
Sorry about that.
But yeah, I mean, no, that's okay. I did the same thing right on air, and I'm a board member.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, I but think they added the 9th one later.
They may have. I just think it's so important to tap into those types. Not everybody is just book smart. You know, that's why having Howard Gardner in our community is a gem, and it's a gift to our community to have it because it's a public charter school. It is a brick and mortar facility, and they just do wonderful work with the children. And I love every minute of being associated. It's great. So it's tapping into all of those things that we don't often do. And when you can do it young, it's a good thing, Julie, because you don't really think about all those skills you have necessarily. At least we didn't when I was growing up.
No.
It wasn't what we did. So it's good to be that. And you know what else I want to give a big shout out to, Julie, is Val Langan and Nettie Gladley Goldstein at Woods and Company. They're sisters who I adore, and they own Woods and Company in Clark Summit. And so if you ever need furniture or upholstered, or they have carpeting, everything, gifts, it's just the painted paint. I mean, they have so many things that they do. There's painted furniture. There's stained furniture. It's beautiful. They have great stuff, great accessories. And they do window treatments and all of that kind of stuff, fabulous fabrics. I just love going there. There's a peace and serenity that I find. And their maiden name was Serene, so there you go. They're two delightful sisters who I love, junior leaguers, and they're just great, and they have this, they've been in business for a long, 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 long time. They used to be up on the Scranton-Carbondale Highway years and years ago, and then they moved into the old Nada and Company location on Northern Boulevard in Clark Summit, and so you know, we went there for years as Nada, and then now Nada is in the Green Ridge section of Scranton. That's also a great store to shop. And that's where I'm getting my wedding dress for my son's wedding in June. And I have looking forward to my daughter-in-law to be. Her shower is coming up, her bridal shower at the Trip House in May. And I got my invitations from Laurie White from White Pine Design. She is working with me beautifully, so a big shout out to her. If you need any type of invitation and any of that, please give her a look. You can find her online. She's great. She's from the Clark Summit area. Most of the work is done online. It's not a storefront. It is an online company, but it's hers, and she deals with several companies for invitations and such, but I am working with her, and she's been a sheer delight. And I wasn't sure if you spelled her name L-O-R-I or L, because you know people say the name wrong name, and which drives me crazy. And she said, no, mine is L-A-U-R-I-E, but everybody calls me the wrong name. I said, me too. Well, you will never, I won't ever do that, and I just did. But it's Laurie White, and she's great. So give her a look, Jewel. I know you'll throw it up online for us too.
Yes, I will.
But all of these gals in these businesses, from Maggie Kalpin to Nada and Company to Laurie White to White Pine Graphics and to the Serene gals at Woods and Company, women-owned businesses. So let's go. Let's go there. Today it's Women's National. What is it? Women's History Month. This month, the month of March.
Yes,
so
March. Yes.
Mhm. Yes. Yeah, so keep it up, women. Go, women. Anyway, we are going to take a. No, we're not going to take a break. We're going to leave you for the week. We're done. So we appreciate you listening once again. I know there was a lot of information. Julie will put it all up for us, and if you want any of that, you'll see it. And we thank you again. And Jewel, give the big plug out to our social media stuff.
You can find us on Instagram and Facebook, The Laurie Cadden Show.
There you go. All right, everyone. We'll have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy. It's going to be a nice one. I guess a little rainy on Sunday, but who cares? It'll be warmer and it's getting nice. Spring's a coming. So thank you for listening. See you soon. Be safe. And please be nice. Bye.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.